Challenging your anger means not acting or speaking in anger, because you are no longer willing to be dominated by your anger, not because you fear punishment. Containing your anger because you fear punishment is the pursuit of external power. You control your behavior to keep yourself safe. Not expressing anger because you no longer want the experience of anger in your life is the pursuit of authentic power. You use your will to change yourself, not someone else, by placing your attention on your internal experiences and not on what you think is causing them. When you change your internal experiences, you do not have to change your external circumstances repeatedly. You need only change yourself once. You challenge a part of your personality when you use your will to change yourself. For example, you challenge a part of your personality that is angry when you decide not to speak in anger, even while you are trembling with rage, because you want to change yourself. You may think nothing in you changes because you are still angry, but everything changes. Before, you attracted people who act angrily when they are angry, and after, you attract individuals who are determined not to act in anger, even when they are angry. Which people do you want to attract? When you challenge a part of your personality in order to change yourself, you create the freedom to choose the most constructive response instead of the most habitual reaction. Our granddaughter experimented, as Linda suggested, and was surprised. You can experiment too, by shifting your attention and changing your intention when you feel a painful emotion. That emotion is calling your attention to a frightened part of your personality so that you can heal it.